The siege of Homs has raised the pressure on the international community to somehow intervene to stop the violence. But things may look a lot different inside Syria. Journalist Stephen Starr has been based in Syria since 2007. He left just recently out of concern for his personal safety. Starr says the situation in Syria is complicated and that in cities like Damascus and Aleppo, support for the Assad regime is still strong.
I think it's important that we try and understand the Damascus psyche. We need to understand how the regime thinks. We need to understand their point of view. From Damascus, people, the information is being forced on them that the regime is strong, that the regime is conducting wide-scale reforms, political and so on, and that the regime is fighting rebel movement that is trying to destroy Syrian stability. We have to think of how things have been in Syria for the last 40 years. There's a very, very strong system. Still to this day, they have a strong media apparatus. Propaganda is extremely strong until now. For example, a taxi driver who turns on the radio will be listening to how strong and how important and how significant the government and the regime is. Every single newspaper is controlled by the state. And of course, there's paintings, portraits, advertisements all over the city that really affect people's mindsets, I think.
What does Homs and the bombardment of Bab al-Amr signify in the bigger picture?
Well, Homs has been a thorn in the side of the regime for a very, very long time, almost. It's coming up to a year now. And the area of Bab al-Amr has been under control of the opposition and the Free Syrian Army for several months. So until very recently, it was possible that the Free Syrian Army could operate from the Syrian Homs and perhaps expand their position and expand their influence starting from this area. And now, of course, all that's gone. So I think they're almost back to zero.
So what does all this mean then for the opposition, the Syrian opposition?
I think they're going to be seriously deflated by today's events. I think they base a lot of hope in the Free Syrian Army and their military capabilities they have. And now we see that when it comes to kind of a significant face-to-face military confrontation that they run, they leave the area. And what you have left now are the civilians in Bab al-Amr and in other areas in Homs who are left to deal with the regime. And the regime, as we know now, can basically do what it wants in the area.
Could that have been avoided, though?
I don't think so. I think the way the regime has approached the uprising has led to a situation whereby it's a military confrontation greatly imbalanced in favor of the regime. The regime from the start believed that they were fighting gangs. Mm-hmm. At least certainly the rhetoric and narrative was that they were fighting gangs. And now, obviously, you have a rebel movement. So in the eyes of the regime and in the eyes of their media apparatus, they can say that, look, these are rebels, these are gangs. And we said it from the very beginning that we're fighting gangs. And here they are, and you can see them.
What's the significance of what's happening today in Bab al-Amr?
I think it's extremely significant. I think it's going to knock the wind out of the protest movement. I think we're seeing the rebels, the Free Syrian Army, for what they really are. They've been talked about as a coherent and united organization in some parts for quite a while, and now we see that they're not. What happened today will really embolden the regime to continue its attacks against rebels and demonstrators.
Thanks a lot for talking with us. Stephen Starr, freelance journalist who's been based in Syria since 2007. He is no longer in the country now. Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.